This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Tuesday, here we go. Day after Street Outlaws. You're listening to the Chief and Sean Show. We're talking about all the dumb shit that we want to talk about. We don't really care what you want us to talk about. And we're in a very crappy little shanty behind our barn that my family makes meth in on the weekends.
Yeah.
And today we have Dave. No,
you seriously
that's,
got me down here.
That's for real.
Yeah, no, seriously. Oh, that's why I didn't even drop in a joke on that deal. Yeah. I was just like, yeah.
And today we have Daddy Dave in the studio.
The one and only Daddy Dave.
The one and only Daddy Dave.
And so, I got to bring up the fact that I noticed as soon as he walks in, he pulls a gun out of his pocket.
Yeah, he set a gun down on my desk.
I don't,
why, Dave, why
I don't
did
know.
You bring
I don't
a gun?
I don't understand. We're really safe here at Midwest Streetcars.
Especially why, in this little thing.
Yeah, why would you bring a gun?
Meth labs.
The front of the building is full of bullet holes. Did you all miss that coming in?
We fixed, seriously. We fixed that, Dave.
No, it's still happening.
The ones in the wall there behind
yeah,
you are pretty sweet,
all over.
Though. Okay, so.
The chances of them getting into this room. You know,
slim and none.
I mean, not just that, but I mean, it's been a few weeks.
It
like,
has.
Surely they're not going to do
surely
it again.
It's over with. That's a bad part of town.
We made amends.
Okay, so it's a bad part of town.
I carry.
It's on the other side of the train tracks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
8 miles.
We
know you don't like coming to this side of town, Dave, but we appreciate you being here.
Make a quick announcement here to all of Dave's illegitimate children and families. Ooh. If you're trying to reach him. You can send us a message on Facebook, and we're going to try and get that child support for you, okay?
Yeah, thanks. They're all in age.
We know you've seen the new car build, the old car build, and what he is actually worth on the internet. Because
yeah,
I hear it's in the millions.
If you look this motherfucker up on the internet, hang on a second. Let me look it up. What does it say, Phantom? You look
it
up.
Hey, I can tell you what it says.
I know what it says,
because my mother
too.
Because
you know what it is,
because
you told him how much it was.
Yeah,
counted it for him, you fuck.
Because you gave him your record.
Yeah.
See, I seriously didn't even know that stuff goes on.
Phantom, look it up. I want to know how much Daddy Dave is worth, net worth on the internet.
And yeah. My mother called me.
I thought it was pretty funny, the fact that it said that me and Chief are worth the same amount of money, because all we ever talk about is our money is each other's.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we split it right down the middle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like the bed.
Yeah. Not so much down the middle of the bed.
All right, here we go. Daddy Dave. This is what it says on the internet. Daddy Dave. One of the main characters, this is straight from yellowbullet.com, so we know it's true.
It's got to be true if
it's
on
yellowbullet, right? Blind Mule is the one who posted it, and he seems like a trustworthy cat.
You can't believe something that Blind Mule
see what he read.
Puts on there.
What's he know?
Sounds like a jackass.
Same.
One of the main characters on MTV's reality. You're on
MTV?
I didn't even know he
That's
had a
That's why he's worth so much money than us. He's got on MTV.
He's two-timing it.
One of the main characters on MTV's reality TV show Street Outlaws, Daddy Dave, his real name is David Comstock, it says. You guys forgot the Ellis. His real name is David
Ellis.
Ellis Comstock. He loves it when you tell when you call him by his middle name.
Fucker.
Surely made himself a name. And although street races aren't exactly a sport where you can earn much through endorsement deals, Dave's contract with MTV brought him some serious cash. As of 2015, his net worth is estimated to be $1.1 million.
That's amazing.
What the fuck, dude?
I'm still like $2 million behind you.
No.
Yeah.
Not if you read this. Yeah. Justin Shearer, a.k.a. Big Chief. OKC street racing scene star Justin Shearer is known as Big Chief, and in the online world is Big Chief OKC. That's my alias, y'all.
Yeah, yes, there's like 14 of them, Mr. Pro.
AKL.
Mr. Pro.
Don't even start. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, we'll talk about that later.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, later.
Street racing ain't probably one of the most profitable sports, but Justin has made a small fortune when he joined the cast for the TV show Street Outlaws in 2013. His current net worth is $700,000. So, wait a minute. I'm worth $700,000. Dave is worth $1.1
million. Well, you crashed your car, so you might get up there with
soon.
So, if you don't have a car, you got a higher net worth?
Well, yeah, if you don't have a car, you're worth a lot more money because all your money goes into your car. So,
yeah, but
that's the Yellow Bullet hasn't updated this with me crashing my car, though. Once they realize I don't have a car anymore,
it'll be two.
Farm truck. It says here, farm truck. Sean Whitley is an American reality TV star who has a net worth of $2 million.
$2 million.
I want a farm truck.
Farm truck's worth $2 million?
Jeez, Asian's got to be worse.
Is that him and Asian? Or?
Combined.
Maybe it's because he's claiming Asian on his taxes. He's probably he needs to be pouring some of that money into that slow ass truck, man. Damn, $2 million. He can't make the list.
No,
I'm worth $700,000. I was number one till last night.
He needs to at least wash it.
Sean Ellington, aka Murder Nova, is one of the friends of the star of reality TV show Justin Shearer. No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like you added that part in there.
Him
and Chief are buddies, so he's on the show too.
His buddy's a chief, and that earned him $700,000.
Hey, if being your buddy earned me $700,000, I'll take it.
Yeah, no shit.
This series was a big opportunity for Sean to make some nice money through street racing. He drove. He drove his 1969 Nova and belongs to one of our favorite characters on our show. On the show. He drives. Oh, they're saying I own your car, I think.
That's the way I'm taking it.
I drive the car that belongs
to
one.
The 1969 Chevy Nova that belongs to one of our favorite characters on the show.
So you don't own your own car?
So I'm not the favorite character on the show? They're talking about you?
Wait, hang on. Dave's fixing to light you up.
You don't own your own car?
Yes, I do, Dave.
It says it on Yellow Bullet.
Well, then it must be true. I guess I thought I owned it.
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
Damn. I get all that nut kicking over driving a Sonoma because I don't own it, and you don't even own your own car?
Sean.
Yes. Turn your phone off.
It says your net worth. No, I'm not worried about that.
I don't know who it is.
It says your net worth is $700,000.
I mean, my net worth was, you know, higher before I quit my job and came to be a street outlaw.
Oops.
I actually lost money doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So we should look up your old resume.
I don't know if I doubt it's worth enough to be online. It's definitely not. You can't find it on Yellow Bullet.
You can't call Roger as a fucking.
Yeah.
Character witness neither.
All right, so that was weird. I don't know why we went through that, but we did. It was important to me. Now, Dave.
It was.
Dave. Mm-hmm. Dave.
Mr. Promo.
Dave. So I'm watching the show last night that we can't talk about.
Huh?
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about Street Outlaws.
The Discovery Channel.
We're not allowed to talk about Monza.
Or Monza.
Yeah.
Why Monza?
Because he gets mad on us.
Yeah, he gets mad. His son actually sent me a message that said, last time I talked about him, his son sent me a text message that says, I wish I could tell you how big of a piece of shit you are, but that's impossible.
It's not impossible. Just say it.
So I felt like he was saying it without saying it.
He means that he's such a piece of shit. There's no explaining how big of a piece of shit he is.
So we're not allowed to talk about Monza or his son.
Which was Youngblood. Yeah.
We're not allowed to talk about the Discovery Channel. But anyway, on that show that we were watching last night, while me and Sean were laying in bed together,
MTV,
eating ice cream,
bonbons.
Yeah, I was eating bonbons off Sean's hairy chest. You beat Shane.
No. Last night, I beat.
No, you beat Derek.
Same.
No, you beat Derek. He beat Derek.
That
he beat Derek, right? Yeah, right, he beat Derek last week. Yeah.
Which I don't remember back to being that warm.
Yeah. No, that's the one where Derek was. Derek said that it was close. Derek said that he had you kind of had you whipped there.
Yeah,
what it sounds like.
What did he say? What did he say exactly? He said something about.
He said that you didn't beat him.
Yeah. No. Yeah. In his interview, he said, "Dave didn't beat me."
Yes, that's what he said. He didn't drag my ass. He didn't beat me.
No.
I mean, the evidence is there.
His car was messed up.
Yeah, it's Cameron.
That's chicken shit, Dave. You can't race somebody when the car's not right.
Especially when he works so fucking hard. he works so hard. And then you're just going to talk about dragging him down through there like that.
I didn't say nothing.
You said I drug him down through there.
No, I'm pretty sure I didn't say that. He said I didn't.
Yeah, but in your interview, you said you did.
Hey, own it, man. You did.
Did I?
I don't remember. I mean, if I were you, that's what I would
have
said.
Let's ask Yellow Bullet.
I mean,
Blind Mule, if you can call in.
give me what I said last night, Blind Mule.
That's what I would have said if I were you.
Well, I mean, either way.
I know you heard it. You may not have seen it.
I'm a grown-ass man. I still have my sleeves. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's facts.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
How intimidating is it? I mean, I've only raced Derek one time.
No, ever? Dave wouldn't bet the sleeves. Remember?
The sleeve.
No,
it's
Dave
tough.
Wouldn't bet them.
Hey, it's tough.
It's not tough to bet the sleeves. You got balls, you bet the sleeves.
Yeah, but it's still on your mind. I bet the sleeves whenever I raced him.
I was scared to death when I raced him.
Yeah,
I was
everybody is.
The thought of I'm on the trans brake at the starting line thinking.
Derek, you're racing.
This motherfucker's going to cut my sleeves off. If I fuck up and lose, this motherfucker's going to full-blown come over to my trailer
with a knife.
And he's going to hack the sleeves off of my shirt.
He doesn't look like he cares about accuracy.
No, like an artery is at risk.
Yeah, there's a big artery up there.
Yeah, I mean, that's at risk. He will. So he's a freaking madman.
That's definitely on your mind.
I was nervous because I didn't want to. Man, I can't imagine.
No, you're confused. I would give him my sleeves. They would be attached to the shirt that I pulled off.
Right.
Like,
that's
hey, cut them off.
Yeah, no, that's different.
That's gay.
That's remember when who was the only person who told him no? Wasn't Doc?
Doc
wouldn't
do it.
No, I'm not betting the sleeves.
And then last time Doc did it, but he took the shirt off or something. It was.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna do it, just do it.
I mean, I totally might have three cars.
If you fucking lose to Derek, you don't deserve your sleeves.
Then give him your sleeves.
If you lose to Derek, Jesus.
No offense, Chuck.
Well, Chuck loses to everybody, though. Oh. Chuck lost three or four times this week. His car's not even running. me and him were going to Whataburger.
Next
me
week.
And him went to Whataburger the other day. He lost by three cars.
And he's 10 miles closer.
Yeah, I got a head start and everything.
Well, you know, he put a little too much power in it.
Yep.
So,
anyways,
Dave,
what
tell
was
us
the question?
The question is, give me a little bit about, because some of these people that are listening to our podcast, we have tens of people that listen. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
Like almost 100.
There's almost 100 people that listen to this thing.
Tens of people equates to, you know,
tens of people?
Tens of people.
Tens of people. It's almost 100. It's not hundreds of people yet. No. It's tens of people. No. But in those four or five people that are listening in their mom's basement right now, they may not have cable, right? So help them out. Who are you?
A tough question.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let's imagine that there's nobody listening that has anything to do with legal. Who are you?
Yeah, see?
Like who are
see,
you?
See, that's a totally different
that's
question.
A different question.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to say who he really is because the fucking helicopters will come and the fucking people be knocking on the door.
You think your building got shot up before.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought the gun.
Take over.
The problem is, though, is if we catch a stray bullet in here, it's not even going to slow it down.
No.
Look at those ones over there. It didn't slow those down. I mean,
and that went through a door.
That went through the front and everything to get to where it's at right there, Dave.
Why would you? I'm not your friend, am I?
What do you mean?
I mean, why would you call your friends down here?
I'm behind this big desk.
Okay.
Well, yeah, plus we got Chelsea out there.
Oh, she'll take one?
She'll let us know.
She'll let us know if they start shooting. Mm-hmm. All right, Dave, who are you, motherfucker? Pretend that these people that are listening to our podcast just stumbled across us one day and have no idea about the TV show.
That's a loaded question.
I feel like it's not that loaded.
It is. Born in Colorado.
We don't
shit. I didn't
grown
even
up
know
in
that.
New York.
Go back to childhood. I think.
Yeah,
know.
I mean,
you're
we're
born
not.
In Colorado.
I
don't
trying
get
to
it.
Go that
you're
fucking
a
far. Well,
I'll give you the short version.
I'm talking about who's Daddy Dave. Who is the guy, the street racer? I'm not talking
from,
about
from the show
yeah,
geez, on.
I don't need to hear about
from
your uncle.
From the show on. There you go. It was never.
Everybody know. You know, you've been racing your whole life.
Yeah,
you're from New York. You're a Yankee.
We don't.
Tell
just,
from the show.
Yeah, we don't need to hear about your uncle touching you and all that other shit back then.
Yeah,
like,
don't make
whatever.
It creepy, man.
Jesus. Do I need to shoot somebody?
There's some weird noises going on. Dave's freaking out. I just want, for the record, Dave is scared right now.
I feel like I need a rape whistle.
It's outside problems.
Dave said he
don't
a,
know about that.
Dave
shit.
Needs a rape whistle.
I need a rape whistle.
Southside problems. All right.
Since the show.
Well, I mean, who are you in this group? 405. You know what I mean?
I'm one of the baddest street racers here.
Why?
Because I've been doing it way longer than you have.
Dang.
Hey,
and how'd you like
that?
He meant
that. His car's good.
Did you see how much he meant that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he picks the people that buy his
cars
well.
Yeah. He knows. He gets offered up cars all the time to race, and
just
he picks out the ones that he thinks he can make fast.
Yeah.
True story.
I knew Dave before all that, though. Okay, I knew Dave when he had his own car.
Yes.
He had multiple of his own cars. I knew Dave when he was called Gear Drive Boy because he had a Monte Carlo with the loudest gear drive ever. You could hear him 10 miles away. Hey,
what were some other nicknames?
That was cool. That was cool back in the 80s, I think.
Gear Drive Boy. There was Mullet. Trailer
Mullet?
Dave.
What about Mullet Dave?
There was
Mullet.
Trailer Dave. There was Mullet Dave. I mean, some of the guys still to this day call him Mullet Dave.
Yeah, I've heard people say, Mullet, that's Mullet Dave?
And
yeah.
I had long hair.
He had mullet. He had a fucking epic. Like one of the.
Oh, I've seen pictures.
Hey.
Yeah. It was.
It worked.
Trust me, I remember you got a lot of pussy back then. There's no doubt about
whoa.
It.
Man.
What, from your wife?
Yeah.
Whoa. And some of it was not from his wife.
Oh my. Whoa. I thought you didn't want to go that deep into me.
My bad.
Other things that Dave has nothing to do with is going to get Dave in trouble.
So. Yeah. All right, so let's move. Okay, so now we know who Dave is.
Yeah. That's Dave. I told you, that shit was
loaded.
Dave's
past. Why would you want to ask about Dave's past?
I don't know.
Anyway.
You know.
But you've been on the list before. Before the show, you were on the list. The list really existed.
It did.
You had been number one a few different times in a few different cars. You've won cash days multiple times.
Someone else's car. Oh, yeah. No, it was my car, too.
You were in cash days in your car.
A silver car.
You were number one on the list in your car.
Yeah, I have owned my own cars.
You've done your own shit.
I have raced Dave one time in his old Mustang, small tire deal, in my Nova, one time, and he outran me.
I raced Dave many times, and he outran me a bunch, but one time I raced him in his Mustang. We were both small tire, and Wiley was flagging it on Route 66 out by the Lake Overholser, and he got hit by a fucking oncoming truck.
F-250.
Right in the ass end.
Some Mexican stuck it dead in his ass on Route 66 in a F-350 at 60 miles an hour.
Hey, because that dude saw the smoke and he thought he could drive through it.
Yeah, he thought it was cold trickle.
Yep.
Yep.
Dude.
That's true story.
Yeah, we're just sitting there. We're fixing a race. Wiley goes out there. He's about to flag the race off. And this was for number two or three on the list, wasn't it?
Two.
This was for number two on the list. Yeah, because Yankee Dave was number one.
Yeah, I think this was before I had my car on the list.
Yeah, this was a long. Yeah. I had just flat blacked my car.
I remember
because
when this happened.
Because Chris Bales cut my door bars out with a goddamn
burnt
torch
that bass tracker metal flake.
Hey, so we flat blacked it in Joe Ed's garage or whatever. Yeah. So anyway, me and Dave are racing on Route 66. I'm in the right lane. He's in the left. The burnouts are done. Wiley was getting ready to
smoke
flag
still
it.
Lingering.
Yeah, smoke's going everywhere. And some fucking dude drives through the smoke 60 mile an hour and bashes Dave in the fucking rear.
But luckily it was just a Mustang. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hit him so hard. It's the loudest noise ever. I look over. Dave's not there anymore. There's an F-350 sitting next to me now. And I look forward, and Dave's like 150 foot out in front of me. It just knocked him way out there. And then I was a little worried.
So you rolled out.
For a second, but I
the true friend that he is.
You thought Chase
left.
Was race. And so you took off.
Hey, I was scared, bro. I was fucking scared to death. I was scared people were hurt. I was scared there was shit going everywhere. So I didn't know what to do. I was young. I was
dumb.
You
rolled out.
I may have had something on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I definitely had some warrants and shit. So I stuck the Pontiac in first and I hauled I hauled ass. I went home. And, you know, I did call and ask and say, Wiley, is everybody okay?
Make sure
3 days later.
Alive.
Well, I mean, you know. To make sure everybody's okay.
He had stuff to do.
Yeah.
He was working on his alibi.
It was a late night. I was trying
probably was.
I was telling my old lady, babe,
I was here.
I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, tell him I was with you.
Tell him I was with you. So, So Dave's been around forever. He's had his own cars. He's driven his own cars. His fucking cars were fast. He had Mod Street records back in the day. He raced small tire with his car. At one time, he had the fastest real street tire radial, not drag radial.
All
this is before
tire.
Drag radials.
Yeah, the old
real
Pet Boys special.
Real all-season Pet Boys tire.
Futurus.
Huh?
Futurus.
Yeah,
Futura.
Yeah, Futura.
Something.
Futura something. They were badass, though. But he had the fastest car on a true radial back then. I think it went a 1040 or something in Tulsa in the rain one night. And there was a guy there that was supposed to be faster, but he was from Missouri or something. So in Oklahoma at that time, that was the fastest real street tire anybody ever had.
Yeah.
And I remember Dave having to drive it home from the track a couple of nights like that. And, I mean, it was a true 8-second street car back then.
Yeah, I mean, Dave's a racer. That's one word you could sum him up.
I remember he went to the track and went 880s or something in the car, and then the truck that he was towing it with broke. No.
Z71.
So it was the Z71.
Training went out.
The training broke, so Dave had to drive his car home. And I
remember on the highway, there's a video of him out running a vet on the highway.
Andy from Edmond. Andy was so pumped because Dave had to drive home that he was like, because we would never roll race him back then because his car was so fast. And Andy followed us out of the track so that he could get a piece of Dave on the highway. And dude, we were pretty pumped, man. That video
we
was
had
on
just
Street
put
Fire.
The 300s in the fogger that night.
Too. Yeah, we had just put a fogger on a car. Yeah. That was, you know.
Yeah.
And Dave raced him on I-35 three or four times in a row from a roll with slicks on and won. That was fucking cool, man. So yeah, Dave's always been a racer. He's always been around. He's, you know, one of the better drivers we've ever seen around here anyway.
Best driver. Yes.
He was.
Yeah,
he's kind of over the hill.
Crash
one car. Mr. Promod.
I haven't crashed my car. Did you see the show last night?
Yeah, I did.
I lost, but I didn't crash.
Yeah.
I hauled Dave's car one time to St. Louis for him.
You
for
did?
Cash days.
That was the first time you met Dave.
First time I've ever met him.
Yep, we took.
Was that?
Yeah. Yeah. Sean came around. I introduced him to you, and then Sean was like, "What are y'all doing?" I said, "We're going to the. We need to go dyno the car, but we're going to tear up the tires. We don't have tires to go to the cash days in St. Louis for $12,000. And Sean was like, "Well, that's all you need is tires?" And we were like, "Yeah, that's all we need. That's it, just tires." And
then so where do we get them at?
So Sean bought us a set of tires.
I just moved here.
So Sean bought us a set of tires, and then it was, okay, we got tires. Now we need a truck and a trailer. And Sean's like, "Wait a minute. So that's all you need is tires, a truck, and a trailer?" And we're like, "Yeah."
And I was like, "Let's
roll."
And
we're like, "All right, we need some race fuel and some nitrous."
Did you buy me tires?
Of course I did.
You did?
Yeah, and then you got money from the race and didn't give him a fucking dime.
Hey, and he didn't even unload his trailer. He didn't even unload the car from the trailer. And then whenever he came home, he had brand new tires on his car. He never even made a pass at that cash days.
They split the money, though.
Yeah, they split the money.
Like, I remember that, but
like
I don't
two
remember.
Or three people that went out, so he got his entry fee that he had borrowed from everybody. Everybody put into the pot.
But in Dave's defense,
goes, I patched that shit together.
But in Dave's defense, Dave didn't want to take the car.
No, he didn't.
We talked him into it because we had seen the car. We were like, "Dude, your car's faster than."
And that's why I was
90% of the cars that are going. Why aren't we taking your car? And Dave's like, "Dude, I don't have $1,000 entry fee." Back then, nobody had $1,000.
Patched together $1,000 to get into this entry fee, so it was one of those deals where I had just met you guys. I didn't really know you that well. I knew a little bit about you. I knew that you were a racer, and I knew I wanted to be a part of what you guys were doing.
Hell yeah!
So I was like, "Fuck it." We'll take my truck. We'll take my trailer. We'll get some tires on your car. And then we get down there, and it just kind of went to shit.
That's when Boosted GT tore the road up.
Yeah, but
Boosted was racing.
Railed. What was it?
Brown Sugar.
God, that car was so fucking cool.
Hey,
when that
car did a burnout on the street, I was just like,
that was the
holy
boys.
Shit.
Yep.
Remember they towed it with that badass, like, 96 or 97 dually?
Yep.
And I was like, "God, I want one of those."
Yeah. And Boosted
Until I
was
got one.
Railing.
Yeah, and I got one.
Boosted was fucking him up. But Boosted was on the trans brake for like 93 seconds.
He was. He burned himself down.
Back then, he couldn't spool. He couldn't
turbo problems.
He always had problems with the transmission back then.
And still to this day, it seems like.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, I think he's got a Rossler in it now. I think he's good.
Yeah, but he took it somewhere. I don't know. Anyway.
What was he called? Who called him a mouthy little prick?
Doc called him
Doc
a mouthy little prick.
Show
last
night.
Show.
Damn, yep. Doc.
Yep. You have your own shop now.
I have my own shop. General Repair, Comstock Auto Service.
Comstock Auto Service in Edmond. So if you head north out of Oklahoma City, you're
stop
like
when
you
smell dog
leave,
food.
Yeah, if you were to leave our shop,
oh, God.
Right? If you were to leave our shop, you're gonna drive a few miles to get out of all the trailer parks and stuff, and then you're gonna get towards the nicer side of town and you're gonna start seeing some real nice houses. Then you're gonna see some really nice houses.
Yeah.
And then you're going to smell just a hint of dog
Purina.
Food.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
that's his shop. Pull over. You're at Dave's shop.
Oh, no.
I don't even
it's
like
a little
going
north
to
of
Edmund.
That.
That's the reason I haven't been to your shop, man. I've never one time been to Dave's
shop. He has a nice facility.
Well, it smells really like dog food, though.
But he has a nice facility.
Before.
And Dave does good work. We've all had Dave work on our cars before, so he's really good at getting shit knocked out, making it happen.
We tried to hire Dave when we first started this deal.
We did try to hire Dave, and
Dave he could have it. Worked at Midwest Street
But if you remember,
cars,
when we tried to hire him, he said, oh, no, I work for the city. I got a good job, and I
yeah.
got insurance
benefits.
I got
yeah.
all that stuff.
Benefits.
He said, I can't give this up for nothing. And now where you at?
Yeah.
How'd that work out? Well, I figured out you can't eat benefits.
Yeah. Yeah. And you call in a couple days a week.
Yeah.
Because you're street outlawed.
To go it. Film it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they get upset.
Yeah.
Man, can you
that didn't work
if we'd
out.
Have hired Dave?
No.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we'd be broke.
He'd be fast, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be sliding new pistons in every week. We wouldn't get no work done around here.
Wow. God. Love it. Love it.
Okay.
Y'all would be faster.
Dave, did you get your check back from the NHRA?
I did. All $240.
$240. Did you get your
check? Wait. They were $160 short.
They are? Yeah, they shorted us. Because
I'm pretty sure
money.
I handed them $400 that yeah. day.
Oh, you guys paid cash?
Cash.
No, I didn't.
You paid check?
I paid with, I believe, a credit card that they never ran.
They never ran your credit card?
No.
They knew. From the get-go.
Yeah, they knew
from
they
the get-go,
gonna,
they knew it, and I never ran
outlaws.
It, and so
that's
they
weird.
Never took my money. But you know what? They started my car. So, and that's probably the reason you guys didn't get that $160.
Oh, yeah, they did cert my car.
My
I
car
mean,
was certed before it left Missouri.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Before it left Chassis Shop.
Oh,
they got certed
fucked.
Over.
You got fucked over.
Yeah.
No, I think we all got fucked over. Basically,
I paid you
NHRA
your money
says,
back, too, didn't I?
NHRA says, hey, street outlaw guys, we want you guys to race on the track. We want you to be legal to race the track, and we want to make sure you're safe.
Yeah, let's work something out.
They said, let's work something out. They said, so we all agreed to go to the track. And
with a physician.
We went to our local track with a doctor, a physician.
Did you get your balls felt? All that?
No, he was feeling balls.
No, I was just asking. If
I was going to say, because if
he
was, nobody
balls,
told me. I'd have been
he
in line.
Dave's balls.
He felt your balls.
He felt Dave's
turn
balls.
Turn and cough.
He did?
Look. No.
Yeah, look, he's
come
lying.
Come on down.
Nah,
look
God.
How red he is. Look how red he is.
He
felt
your balls.
Goddamn shirt.
He
no.
felt
balls. As red as your shirt.
He didn't touch my balls. He didn't even look at mine. He felt Dave's.
Well, if I would have known that there was a doctor in there feeling balls, I'd have got in line.
Yeah?
To be honest with you. And
Sean feels left out.
I didn't know, guys. I had already got my physical a couple of months before that.
Are you sure it was a doctor, Dave?
Yeah. It was just some dude going.
Some random dude.
It was some guy at the porta potty. And Dave's like, oh, you must be the doctor. Yeah, here you go, man.
Hey, he had a white jacket on.
Can you feel these balls while I take a piss?
Yeah. Same.
Anyway. The NHRA, they got us all together. Said they were going to give us licenses. Took us to the track. We did the whole damn deal. They looked our cars over. We made our passes for our license. And, they sent our fucking money back.
Most
they
of it.
Said, they sent a
most
letter.
So you guys
saying,
went out there and beat up your cars
yeah.
for nothing.
No,
yeah.
I beat up Jerry's car.
I didn't make any yeah. passes.
They didn't. Yeah, you did.
Uh-uh.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yeah.
I drove Monza's car.
Yeah, you made one pass and it shook the fucking tires off of it. Yes, you did.
I may have made that just for fun then. I didn't have to make
yeah,
any.
No, but
I had
still,
already made all
made,
my
he
passes.
He said he didn't make a pass.
I think
it.
I did.
You
did
make a pass. You fuckhead.
Okay.
Just like I may or may not have had my balls felt.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'm pretty
so
sure we all
I
know.
Made a pass, and Dave had his balls.
If Dave, got his money back for his yeah. for getting
for he good,
got
good
some
time.
Extra money back.
Yeah, we didn't get nothing. He should have got a letter that said thanks for the good time.
Yeah. Come see me.
So we didn't yeah, they didn't even send us a letter saying fuck you guys or nothing. They just basically sent us a check for $240 back and I mean as far as I'm concerned, that's fuck you is what that is.
They yeah, if I was them, I wouldn't have even sent the money back.
Yeah.
Does a temporary license go out of date?
I don't know, but I had a temporary.
No, that's the
they
thing.
Gave
no.
us a temporary license.
Last time
license
I talked to
day.
Him on the phone.
Yeah, when you told him he was going to, what'd you tell him? You're going to break his face
I
or
told
something?
Him I was going to knock his fucking teeth out.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
No, that's what I told
Let's
him.
See.
I shouldn't have told
temporary
him that. I was wrong.
License.
Why? It was hot that day.
I don't know
where
happened.
That came from.
I don't know how to look, guys. I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry.
I
probably won't knock your fucking teeth out. No, but
next time I think that way, I just need to go to Minnesota because I heard it's really cold up there. Go to Minnesota and chill out for a minute.
Yeah, but if it's too cold.
Minnesota can just get me smooth, chilled out, and then I'll be. But if it's too cold, then I'll just get
if
mad.
If it's too cold, then, you know, I don't know where things
so
come
So Minnesota
from.
In the spring.
I think they're trying to pull one over.
What?
I think they're trying to pull one over. Look at the total money. They sent us $2 extra.
They did send us $2 extra. Those bastards.
What do you mean?
It says total there was
$238. It says the membership fee is $238. They sent us back $240. Hmm. So they're paying us right now. We're on NHRA's payroll.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good job.
But yeah, no. From what I was told, oh, it's valid for 60 days, Dave.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
You're carrying that fucking piece of shit around for nothing.
Might as well rip that bitch up.
But you know what?
Damn.
I'm just going to have to quit racing if I can't have an NHRA license.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I've never had an NHRA license. Man, this sucks. Your number's 405?
That's badass. X.
X, baby. Okay, so.
So we can't race.
We can't race anymore. NHRA gave us our money back. Can't race. I would suggest that none of you tens of listeners don't do anything crazy.
To make the NHRA mad
don't
where
go,
you can't race.
Yeah, don't go put C4s all around their building. Yeah. And I'm not talking about the explosives. I'm talking about like an ugly training. 94 vet.
Oh, C4? I was thinking like a Ford training or something.
Like can you make up, like they wake up in the morning and there's just nothing but Ford transmissions and 94 Corvus. Vets laying everywhere.
I'm like, got what's you all fuckers. This C4?
There's C4 everywhere.
C4. Damn, street outlaws.
Okay. Last night on the show.
I hung out with Erica Anders. She's all NHRA, but she's cool as shit.
Man, I'm not going there. You know, I'm not going there.
Anyways, last night on the show.
That was tough. You baited me.
Last
night on the
show.
Baited me
I feel like he pitched
like
it up.
He pitched it up, and hey, I almost swung at that one.
And you were reared back. You was ready to hit it
right
out of the park.
Right now, our publicist and my lawyer is going, good eye. Good eye, Chief.
Chief seen that one coming, and he steered away from it. Okay. All right.
Oh, wow. All right. Keep your eye.
Last night on the show. What about? Yeah. What about?
Derek and Shane. Derek and Shane, man. Mm.
Derek got mad.
Derek was mad. What was the temperature? What would you say the temperature was that night?
It was like 80 something, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, of course, if you look at Derek, it's like 120, 130.
It looked like we were in the Sahara Desert.
You look at Derek, we're fucking racing on the face of the sun.
Yeah, he
was
sweating.
Just
hot.
Pouring it out.
The no sleeves and the towel just wasn't cutting it.
It shows how hard he works. You know what I mean?
Well, he was over there working hard whenever Shane came over there talking shit to him.
Yeah. That reminds me. On the Facebook, one of the funniest things I've seen so far is it says.
Yeah, what was the name? Who said it? It was pretty epic.
It says from Jacob Peterson. It says, "How dare Shane call out Derek, knowing damn well he has to work in the morning." Derek works too goddamn hard to deal with your shit.
He works. He just lost, and he works too goddamn hard.
It was
to be accepting a call
it
out.
It was getting
Shane.
Late.
Yeah,
he can only race once a night.
Yeah,
got work in the morning.
Yeah, the car was hurt. He didn't have time to fucking fix it. And Shane's over there calling him out.
Chicken shit, Shane.
And Shane was being a jerk.
He was.
Why was he being such a jerk?
He started to get mad on Derek.
I saw that.
But then once Derek got mad back, Shane quickly
clammed
changed
up.
His tune.
Yeah. He did. Derek says,
"Does you kiss my ass?
I don't give a shit how far you came.
Yeah.
Did I fucking tell you to come all that way to come out here?"
That's pretty funny.
And Shane just said,
no.
And turned around and walked off.
Yeah, because you know Bob's over there going, why you come down here messing with these people? Why you messing with these nice people?
Bob probably said, I told you not to say nothing.
Boy, get your ass in the car.
He's going to cry in the car.
Doc versus Doc called Boosted a prick.
Mouthy little prick.
Why is it?
Oh, Mouthy. Mouthy little
Boosted
prick.
Boosted was being as nice as he could possibly be.
Boosted
has fucked him up
nice
how many
than
times?
He normally is. Yeah, but that's the deal. I believe Doc has a chip on his shoulder because, I mean, Boosted's pretty much labeled the big tire killer, and it started with Doc. He outrun Doc every time he raced him on the street.
I feel like he's got more than a chip on his shoulder.
Now he got the whole cornfield.
Yeah, like it's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big burden to get outrun by
Boosted
how many
over
times?
And over and over.
Oh, yeah,
again.
A bunch.
I mean, I'd be pretty. Sour about shit, too, I guess.
Him and Dominator, too. Goddamn, Boosted wore Dominator out a bunch, too.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. Damn.
Remember when Boosted wore out Dominator on the street and
ran out of
Diplomacy?
Oh, way back when.
Yeah, remember Diplomacy?
Oh, God, I remember.
And Dominator was happy about
it. Yeah, he was.
I'm at Cash Days.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Boosted just beat me.
He set his car
I don't
down.
Care.
Yeah. He had an open face helmet.
Yeah, he did. He had that big beard at the time. Yep. Open face helmet, big beard sticking out everywhere, God, and I've never seen anybody so happy in my life.
And when he put the chin strap on, his beard went on.
Yeah, he was wearing like some work gloves, like yes. welding gloves or something. Yes. God damn, that shit was funny back then.
He's a trooper.
I'm and his car left about like it does now. Yeah. You know, I mean, it left.
It sat down on the curb back
then. It did. It sat, and that's the reason I think that.
Yeah, what was up with the Doc doing the whole Rocky punch in the air?
I thought he was busting a move.
I thought he was dancing.
Wait, yeah. What? He was dancing?
Like busting a move, you know, like.
Yeah, like.
I don't know.
Was he not? Was
like
he,
whenever
was he
you
airboxing?
Used to put your pants on with no underwear on, and you know whenever
straight
he
out
that,
of the shower,
whenever he bought that enclosed trailer from you, and he used to drive the street beast in and pull it out and drive it in and pull it out and drive it in.
That's what she,
I thought that's
what
she
said.
Like, you know, like the twist, like he was.
No,
like what?
I don't know. Maybe I don't recognize white people dancing, but I thought for sure because that was a terrible dance. I thought for sure he was like. Punching, it was like the Rocky punching the
shadow
air.
Shadow boxing.
It could have been.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean,
he just knocked something out of the park.
I don't know what it was.
He beat Boosted and he was dancing about it, I guess. I thought he was punching, though. But either way, he doesn't need to be doing it, whatever it was.
Stop.
Dancing or
Doc,
punching.
Stop.
Yeah, Doc.
Stop.
Stop it.
I say keep it up, Doc.
Stop it.
I say keep it up.
Sean is not your friend.
Gives me something
Do not
to talk
listen
about.
To him. We like you, Shane. Or Sean hates you.
He just called you Shane. He called you Shane.
I've been called
worse. Guys,
we're
not supposed to talk about him.
Manza.
We're not supposed to talk about Manza? Manza? Today we're going to call him Manza so that we're not talking about
Manza.
I
like calling him Manza.
Manza. We're not supposed to talk about him, but good God almighty, he was fucking mad last night. Did you see him, how mad he was?
Yeah.
Yeah, he threw his fucking jacket in the trailer. And
he wasn't mad after... Well, that wasn't after my race with him, right?
No,
that was
your race.
Doc.
He was cool because you guys had a good race and
it
was
y'all
close.
Were close.
Me and Doc, me and Monza,
and your car's fast.
Always,
well, and your car's fast.
Know, a good race.
But he got beat by Doc.
Yeah, he did.
That's Oof. Tough.
Yeah, How,
what
tough.
Does that feel like, Dave?
What?
Have you ever been beat by Doc?
I don't think. No. I
have. Sean, what does that feel
cash
like?
Days.
I have.
You got beat by Doc in Cash Days? No, you didn't.
Yeah. The Sonoma blew up about
no,
like it always
no.
does.
That barely hardly ever
about
happens.
400 foot. About 400 foot, it let the ghost out, and Doc snuck around me by like a bumper.
He did. That fucking raggedy bitch was. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I have. I've lost
him. Yeah, you've lost him. I haven't. I don't know what it's like.
Congratulations on that.
No big deal.
That is,
Mr. Perlman.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's a tough pill to swallow,
losing a Doc. But hey, you know, I mean, sometimes his car makes good passes.
And then Doc went in there to talk to him in the trailer, like pep him up, like it's no big deal, little buddy.
He doesn't care.
He didn't even get
out
of the
chair. We'll do it again. We're fast. We're gonna be 1 and 2, little buddy. Here, give me some knuckles. And
yeah, and Monza's whatever.
Monza was just fucking mad sitting there. He didn't get out of the chair. He's just like, whatever, prick.
Yeah,
guaranteed he's a prick under his breath.
Get out of here, chicken shit.
Chicken shit.
He slammed the door to his car and everything.
Oh,
he was mad.
Whew. I just thought he was mad because the wheels on his car. Okay, that's what I see. Where we see, that's why
Stop.
We're not supposed to talk about him.
Stop.
See, see, see. That's why we're not supposed to talk about. I'm sorry, can't help it. All right, moving on.
Yeah, because I'll shoot you in the pinky toe. Stop.
We can make this another 30 minutes longer if we're going to go there.
Don't.
Okay.
We're good.
All right.
Moving on.
Dave is always around to let me know when something doesn't need to be said.
Yeah.
I mean, if something is bad and it's a, oh, shit, I can look over and Dave will be looking at me going,
Because he knows what you're going to say.
I already know.
He knows. I've said things before, and Dave walks over to me, pulls me to the side and goes, look. Everybody here knows that. I feel like you don't need to say that. And I'm like, well, there may have been somebody here that wasn't thinking it.
No.
Or didn't realize what was going on.
He helped you a lot at SEMA.
Speaking of that.
At SEMA, he helped you a lot at SEMA.
Yeah.
You won't remember, but in the party, in the kicker dinner.
You were so drunk.
Sorry. Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
he was early.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
It was still daylight.
It was badass.
I could have passed out at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
We were hoping. We were like, what are y'all going to do with him? I said, fucking best case scenario, he keeps drinking, he passes out. We take him up to his room, and we all go out.
Yeah.
That's best
case.
Hey,
but I held in.
Oh, you did? I don't know how.
I held in.
You held in until you were swimming in the fountain at the club at the SLS.
And they kicked me out. I was like, what are you talking about?
It's a pool.
Yeah.
They're like, that's a fountain.
It's a pool.
Remember they barely.
Why is this pool so small?
Remember they barely let me in.
That's hot.
They barely let me in because I had sandals on anyways.
Right.
And then I thought, well, I got sandals on. I can wade in this pool. You know?
Is your fucking toenails pink now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was breast cancer. It was breast. Now you
just.
Okay.
They're anyways,
chipping
back,
off.
Okay. Chipping back on off. Subject about you not saying things you probably should.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
During the show last night, the previews of next week,
okay.
You said something to Jackie.
Oh, I did.
And I'm sorry. That. I want to apologize for not catching you. In time well, before it come out of your mouth.
It was full blown on the previews.
Jackie said, I feel like you guys don't think I can drive my own truck. And Sean said,
that's how I feel.
But see, Jackie just told you that's how he thought you felt. So you didn't need to say that.
So, but yeah, I admitted that that's how I felt.
He already felt that. You felt that way.
Yeah, you didn't need to say
that. There was no need to reassure him of
But you said it.
I wanted him to know that I'm not going to talk shit behind your back, Jackie. I'm going to go ahead and let you know that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
You are true with that statement that you just made.
Yeah, I fucking heard that fucking bullet go by me and hit him. I was like, Jesus Christ.
You guys ever sit around and go, oh, shit, Sean's about to say something.
Yeah, hey, all the time.
Every time when somebody says something, the camera's heading towards Sean, I go, oh, fuck. Because Sean's going to let it out right now.
And he does.
Yep. Sean
but
is
I just,
a
yeah, I apologize.
Shots are fired, guy.
Yeah,
I didn't.
I'm gonna let things be known.
I didn't catch that one in time.
No, but what was I supposed to say? Just put
nothing.
My head down and
you
and sit there.
I mean, he said, "I feel like you guys don't think I can drive my own car." I mean,
yeah,
we were good with that. You didn't. Yeah, that's how I feel.
All right, no, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
It's kind of one of those moments where it, like Dave said, it didn't need to.
I thought that was the safe nest.
Nah.
I thought
that's
we were,
just in your bedroom.
I thought we were in the truth tree, and then we could go ahead and let out how we feel. Because hey, that's not exactly how that deal played out.
It was chicken shit for me to even be there. That
well,
day.
It
that's
was
not,
chicken.
That's
I mean,
not really how
Chief
that deal
tried
played
to
out.
Hang on,
said.
Let's say what's going on here, guys.
Chief
next
tried
is,
to screw
it's
me.
Not next week on the show, right? It's 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. For the finale, we have a cash days, and in case you're not aware, Dave has lost Goliath in a terrible accident. Next week on the show,
true story. Let's let it out.
This is the truth tree, right? Let's let it out. Next week on the show, Dave crashes Goliath. Fucking bad. You can see it in the preview. I mean, come on. In the preview, there's two big things that happen in the preview. Dave rolled and fucked Goliath all up, and then Chuck sucker punched the goat. I mean, you can see that in the driver's ring of Cash Days and in the preview. Dave, it looks like a grenade went off in Dave's car, and it looks like a grenade went off in Richard Clark's face. So.
In his mouth, to be specific. He knocked his fucking teeth down his throat.
What?
He knocked his fucking
some
teeth
of them didn't go
down his
throat. Some of them went into the crowd.
Man, yeah. Some of them probably went into Chuck's knuckles.
Oh.
I feel like instead of getting in trouble, Chuck should send him a bill. Some of them teeth needed to come out.
Oh,
anyways.
My God. See there? Dave, where were you at on that one?
I'm okay with talking shit about Richard Clark.
Yeah, you started it, you maggot. Fuckhead.
Yeah, Dave started it all.
Yeah, I did start it.
I will say one thing about Richard Clark. I do have a little more respect for the dude now because he really thought that
what?
We thought.
Stop.
No. Yeah. Stop. So yeah. And so
we
the driver's
thought,
meeting of the finale of Cash Days. You guys are going to see this all play out, and we're going to give you a little sneak preview right now.
Yeah, because a lot of it's probably not going to come out anyways. In the driver's meeting, Dave's talking shit to him, and
Dave called him a bitch.
Dave called him a bitch, and everybody in everybody else's
him
head.
He called him something that had to do with his sexual preference.
Yeah.
Over and over.
He was a faggot. He called him a faggot and a bitch.
So
if that's your thing. We ain't busting on you.
Yeah, no,
you
that's fine. But
okay,
if that's
quit,
not your
stop,
thing, then
stop.
You take that as an insult.
Right, you might.
And,
yeah. Okay, stop.
And so we really thought that he was just going to stand there and take it.
Yeah.
He retaliated.
Like the goat that he is. We thought he was just going to back up and take it.
So I got a little more respect for the dude now because he stood up for himself.
He did. He threw a hot, scalding hot cup of coffee on everybody, and then he went after Dave. And on the way to Dave, Chuck knocked his fucking teeth out.
So, you know, I mean.
That's what you saw in the preview. And then, but aside from that, yeah, no, I got much more respect for Richard Clark now because he's never done anything but talk shit on the internet. And in person, he's always the nicest guy ever.
Yes.
This time, he stood up for himself.
He stood there for a couple of minutes and took it. And then all of a sudden.
He should have aimed his coffee more directly at Dave or
poured it on Dave. It hit me in the back of the neck.
It hit you, but it hit a lot of other people, everybody too.
Because I had turned away from him and was looking at you.
Yeah, I know.
How much respect do you give a dude that throws shit after you turn
your fucking head? I just respect him for doing anything.
Yeah, at least he didn't just stand there.
I don't care what he did. And then he did try to get to you.
Yeah, he did.
You know, Chuck stopped him with a blunt force trauma.
I love Chuck. Hey,
and I'm pretty sure afterwards, didn't he tell you, you get Dave over here right now and we'll finish this?
Oh, yeah,
he wanted to fight Dave.
Yeah.
I'm in.
So
where was I now?
I mean,
he wanted to fight Dave. But there was no sense. But it didn't seem like he wanted to fight Dave. One-on-one. It seemed like there was other things going to happen there because his crew was pretty riled up.
Well, his crew's pretty rough.
They seemed like they were maybe a little bit enhanced.
Well, they didn't come to race. They weren't there because their knowledge.
And they were all out of meth.
Nice.
They didn't come there because their knowledge of cars. They came there to kick some ass.
That one dude was huge, man.
That's huge. What I heard.
Yeah,
that's what
God,
I heard.
He was a monster.
I don't know anything about him, but they said he was huge.
Okay, so then, Chuck punched the guy in the preview, and then the other thing that happened in the preview, Dave crashed the car. Dave, run us through that, because recently I was,
that's chicken shit,
recently,
Chief.
What? Recently,
you know I don't remember 3 days. I can't run you through shit. Like, I don't know nothing.
I don't always wreck my car, but when I do, what was the question?
What were we talking about?
So, I've yet to hear you talk about the crash. I've yet to hear you go over the crash with anybody else. This is an exclusive Chief and Sean podcast right now. You're going to get this straight from
Dave. 10 people is going to know.
At least 10 people and their mothers are going to know what's going on.
I didn't say TMZ and Good Morning America.
So, yeah, I know, but you didn't say anything on that. You were just
I don't remember.
They were like, what happened? They're like, what happened? He's like,
So what happened?
I don't know. Honestly.
You really don't remember?
It was at Amarillo, no prep.
Amarillo, no prep, at the racetrack.
At the racetrack.
Okay.
I was racing Goliath and driving a small tire Malibu. Big tire class, small tire class.
You're racing your own car?
What?
That was confusing.
I was driving two cars at the no prep. One in a big
tire, one in a small tire.
Okay, so you're driving Goliath in big tire. No. We're just talking about just the crash pass here. You're racing who?
Birdman.
Okay, but you were in Goliath.
I was in Goliath.
You're racing Birdman
second
from
round.
Texas. The baddest.
Baddest.
The
back half baddest car in the country.
Back half no prep car in the country. Now.
Hands down.
Yeah. He, you know, I mean, he's.
Legit.
He's fucking legit. We're huge fans of Birdman.
Yeah. We are. So when you draw Birdman, do you go over and just say, fuck it, I know the car's kind of fucked up and it doesn't really work very well and it always goes left, but I'm going to put every bit of power that I can into it?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Sean. Are you saying that Dave's car was fucked up and didn't work very well and always went?
I watched the thing make six passes or maybe even seven, and every time it went.
I thought it went right.
It went right.
Yeah, it went right a little bit.
Okay.
okay.
I'm okay
with
that. Okay, so. When you can drive, it don't matter.
One of those things that probably should have been said again. Dave, where were you on that one? Sean, you should have stopped him. He didn't need to say that.
No, but a lot of people don't know that.
Don't know
a lot of people are like, that thing was on its way to the top, kicking everybody's ass.
Was it not?
No.
What?
To the top five? That's about as far as I think you would have got.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean.
Shots fired in the studio, y'all. Shots fired.
Sorry, Dave.
That's okay.
Dave just went for his
you.
Gun.
I know better.
I still love you. I see that gun sitting there. Yeah. I still love you. I think that the car could have, but it wasn't ready.
No, he rushed
it. It was only as fast as it needed to be.
It was, but he still rushed
okay,
it.
Okay, but it needed to be really fast against Birdman. So
yeah.
What did you do?
I went to that no
and
prep.
What happened?
Hoping that Birdman was somewhere else.
So you're racing Birdman.
Racing Birdman. No, when I figured out I drawed him second round.
Yes.
My wife told me I had actually took power out of the car from the first round. Because first round it moved around and I almost made it 660 foot.
See, I had heard that it made a really clean, straight pass the first pass, and then you turned it up for the second.
No, just the opposite.
Because we were actually at the track, and Chief
not
was,
Amarillo.
No,
we were at PSRA. Track, I was running
and
Outlaw.
And Chief was strapped in his car whenever we got the information that you had wrecked.
Yeah, and you went, don't tell him, don't tell him. And I was like, don't tell him what? And everybody's looking at their phones going, oh, my God, people are crying and shit. And I'm like,
Chief's, like, strapping in his car to make a pass. We didn't want to tell him right before he made a pass that Dave's knocked out and we don't know if he's okay. You know, I mean, that's a bad situation.
Scary as fuck. That's exactly what they said. They said Dave crashed really bad. It was a rollover. He's not awake yet.
Yes, and that was the – and so – we're sitting in the staging lanes. He's strapped in his car waiting on information to find out if you were even alive.
Yeah, I didn't want to make a pass.
I pulled power out of it to go down through there because it didn't first round. It almost did, but it didn't. That's – like, I don't remember anything.
No, that's all you remember of the crash, pretty much.
I mean, I don't even remember Birdman coming up to me telling me we drew one another. I don't remember nothing. I don't remember Saturday morning.
Oh, my God.
All the way till Monday.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Like, don't remember nothing.
So Chuck said that while you were in the hospital, you asked him 15 times where your pants were.
Underwear.
Where your underwear underwear were.
I don't have
a... So did somebody take your underwear?
I'm assuming the nurses or somebody. I don't know. I mean, I was asleep for 7 minutes.
Your underwear is missing.
I mean, did you shoot your pants?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey, that's just
did
a question.
The underwear end up on eBay?
No.
No.
No. No, I still have them. I got them.
Oh, you got them back.
Apparently, when you get taken to the hospital in an ambulance after a severe crash, they strip you down and throw you in one of those assless gowns.
Right.
And that's what I was in.
Yeah, I got you.
I just wondered.
So you just didn't understand where your underwear were.
Yeah, why would they take them off? I got hit in the head with a nitrous bottle.
He said, I got head injuries and I got my
underwear off. Yeah.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to see do what Daddy Dave's working with.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I mean, strip him down. Let's check it out.
Hey, you know, it's Daddy
Dave. We got a little
Dave.
Time
before
he wakes up.
Yeah, we got a little time before he wakes up. Let's see what Daddy Dave's swinging down there.
Yeah. I mean, I'll show. I mean,
yeah. I mean, so, he called me, or I tried to call him a few times, but you know how it is when you're, well, you don't. But
who'd you try to call?
You went after the crash.
Oh, shit.
I did. I tried to get a hold of you a few times, and then he finally called me the next day after the crash, and
we had the same conversation.
We had a conversation. We did have a conversation, and then he called me a few minutes later.
And we had the same conversation,
and he called me an hour or so later, and then we had the same conversation, and I went, I'm starting to understand what's going on here.
Yeah, exactly.
Dave,
and I wondered why my wife wanted to take the phone.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Tom.
Yeah,
he was 10 seconds tall.
I mean, and every time I answered the phone, I mean, at first I was so happy to hear from him, and then, but then eventually you're just like, God damn, here it is again.
He's going to think I didn't answer.
He's all, Chief, yo, man, hey, I crashed. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
My wife, bless her heart, she put up a lot.
Yeah.
And she tried to take my phone. Several times.
So that you wouldn't do that?
Yeah, several times.
In your mind, you wanted to call people and talk.
Yeah, because I didn't talk to nobody.
Wiley had to call me. Wiley finally called me and was like, hey, man, just stop answering. Like, he's like, Wiley said, me and Dave had the same conversation over and over again, too. He's like, he's good. He's fine. Everything's going to be okay. And I was fucking, then I got really scared because I was like, Jesus Christ, dude, he's lost memory.
Yeah.
Like, he's lost some of his brain power, man. Holy.
Yeah, so, but it's just a severe concussion, though, right?
It's brutal, yeah.
That's all.
Just a severe concussion. Well, I mean, that's what they're saying.
So you lost a couple of days of memory, but it was something you don't need to remember anymore.
Obviously.
Right. So.
And it helps.
That's good. Yeah, because I remember everything in mine.
Yeah.
And that's not cool.
When you crawl back into the car, I had no recollection, no flashback, no nothing, because I don't remember
it. Yeah, that's really good. Mine might be a little different. I don't know. I ain't crawling.
You know, the whole Ricky Bobby on fire thing, I'm not. That's not me. That's going to be you. Mr.
That's
Promot.
Gonna be me. Yeah. I did. No, I did. For those that don't know, I may or may not have bought a new car, and I may or may not have sat in it the other day. But when I sat in the car, I didn't have any weird feelings. I didn't have any notions of crashes or anything like that. But
goddamn, Promot's safe. You're all right. I feel like it'll be okay.
It's not a Promot,
Mr. Promot.
It's not a Promot.
It's not.
It's not. What's the VIN number?
Get-
Sean, what's the VIN number?
What's the new number? It's not his VIN number. It's just a date. 2/15 is the date on is the serial number.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not a
he don't have a VIN number. He has a serial number.
Yeah, there's no VIN number.
It's
there's
a Pontiac.
001. It's a 002.
But you could change it from being a Pontiac to a Camaro in about 5 minutes.
Just on Zeus the body, pick it up.
Zeus the body, pick it up. Put the new carbon fiber body on it.
Whatever. Yeah. It's not a pro mod.
I'm pretty sure it is.
The definition of a pro mod. As in, there's no more pro mod than what this one is. I know.
Until he goes
to
the track to race other pro mods.
Well,
and that's going
to
be like, oh,
I
got a street car.
Cars pro mods. And we like to say, oh, Kai Kelly's got a pro mod.
Yeah.
John Doe's got a pro mod. Man, they.
No.
This is a pro mod.
It's legit pro mod.
Okay, I got a pro mod.
Hey, it's a beautiful car.
Thanks.
Hey,
there
hey,
you go.
It's
just,
a pretty.
Just accept
it's a pretty
it.
Ass
and, you know, you've always wanted a pro mod.
It's a pretty ass.
Now you
pro
got
mod.
One, man.
Well, my other car was kind of holding me back. You know what I mean? Like, I would have never built another car. I wanted to start building a pro mod months ago. I talked to you about.
We have discussed it.
You know, I had a deposit. You know, for the chassis at Tim McCamus. I was going to build a pro mod. I was going to have Tim McCamus build me a pro mod. Then I went to the throwdown. I talked to Jeffers about building me a pro mod. I've made the rounds. You know, Bickle is obviously nicer than what I was expecting, but I can't really afford a Bickle
it's
car.
It's the Mecca.
But I do have a new ride, and it's a pro mod.
To be seen. To be seen later.
To be seen. And we're going to reveal that motherfucker during the finale of Street Outlaws. If you're watching the show during the finale, this season's finale during Cash Days, if you're watching the show, we are going to give you a chance to win a bunch of merchandise, Midwest Street Cars, The Crow. We may even be able to snag some stuff from Daddy Dave, some of his new Goliath stuff. And we're going to give you a chance to win parts off of my piece of crap car that I crashed. Signed parts.
I still got parts. Yep.
Dave's got parts. Well, hey, we may give you a chance to win some Goliath parts.
The Crow merchandise is going to be collector stuff.
Yeah.
Because that pile's gone.
Saying. No, that car's gone, yeah. Gone. Anything that you have with the Crow on it or any piece of Crow that you
hang
have.
Hang on to it.
It's going to be worth, you know,
limited edition
15 to 20 bucks easy because like this deal is we're talking rookie card status right now because that car's gone. It's never coming back. Period. Yep. The car is toast. Now there's going to be a tribute car built. I've heard, Don Dial actually contacted me, says he wants to build his own car, his own Crow. He's that serious about it. He loved that car that much. So, but I'm
How
not
going to find a 72 Le Mans.
Yeah, fuck.
Tempest. Whatever it was.
So it was a 70 GTO, Dave.
Whatever.
He said Tempest. Whatever.
Whatever. But, yeah, during the finale of the show, we're going to reveal my new car. We may even reveal Dave's new car. I don't fucking know. We're going to do some shit. We're going to make this. This finale is going to be huge. We're going to give away busted pieces of my car. We're going to give away merchandise.
It's a 6 or 7 finale.
What now?
6.
Season 6?
Season 6 yeah. finale. Cash
yeah,
days.
Yeah, the one.
During Cash Day, season 6.
The
finale.
One
the
here
one
in
where,
what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, the one where Chuck busts the dude's face all up.
Yeah.
During that finale, I'm going to reveal my new car.
Really?
Yep. Awesome. Yep. I feel like the people need to know. People got to know, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
People's knows.
And people's going to
know.
Because
now 10 people know. Whoever's
now
listening
at least
to this.
10 people know, right.
Yeah.
And Dave has a new car. So Dave crashed the Goliath. That car's not coming back.
No.
Anything that you have with Goliath 1.0, it's gone. That car's done. Yep.
Are you actually calling this one 2.0, or are you
sure.
just going to call it Goliath?
2.0.
Okay, Goliath 2.0. So it's the same kind of car.
Yep.
Nova.
You'll never know it was even crashed.
It looks the same.
Looks the same.
I don't think so. The new one's seen of it, I think it looks way fucking cooler. This new car looks way nicer.
It is way nicer.
Who built the new car?
Terry Murphy.
Terry Murphy.
Terry and Blake.
Terry and Blake.
I know those guys.
Blake Housley.
I just went up there and chatted with those guys.
Yeah.
They're in Missouri, right?
They are. Yep. They're in Missouri. They're in Prairie Hill, Missouri. That's about 5.5 hours from here.
Just east of Kansas City.
Just east. I know this. I was
just
there.
Just there. It's great. Weld is just down the road.
Missouri is the, like, pro mod dealership state. You can go to Missouri and buy a pro mod, and you can just sit in them, test drive them, you can pick one out. They got financing options. Like, Missouri is the state for pro mods. Like, Bickle's there. McCamus is there. Jeffers is there. Andy McCoy is there. Terry Murphy's there.
Larson.
Haas is there. Who?
Larry Larson.
Larry Larson. He's in Missouri.
Yeah. Like, it's 8 miles from Terry Murphy's. I drove
really?
There.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
man, I thought he was in Kansas for some reason.
No.
Kansas
I went down
City, Missouri.
Okay. That deal fucks me up all the time. Hey, is it really Kansas City, Missouri?
Yeah.
No shit. Okay.
Yeah. All those guys. I don't know. All the pro mod, you know, the big legit pro mod builders are all in Missouri. So that's where I went whenever I had my big stack of cash that I have saved for the last 2 years selling t-shirts and shaking sweaty hands and hugging heifers
shit.
All day. I spent that. I went to Missouri to find me a car. All right. So get ready because next week you're going to get to see Dave crash Goliath on the show.
Yep.
They're going to see it.
Yes.
In your face.
Which, I mean, they already showed most of it.
That was August 1st, just so everybody
Dave,
knows.
So, Derek's the last race you made it with on the list in that car.
Derek is the last one I fucked up on the list.
Okay. And then now.
15 passes.
Now you're on the list with another car. Ooh. Spoiler
Big
alert.
Surprise,
spoiler
it ain't
alert,
mine.
Spoiler
wow.
alert. He's on the list with a car that ain't his. Spoiler
Ooh.
Alert. But your new car's almost done, so you're gonna be pulling that one off to put the new one on.
Yep, everybody gets to move up one. Sean will be back at number one.
I don't. Yeah, people that's in front of you don't get to move up.
I get that.
Oh, that's a good one.
I get that.
So
that didn't need to be said.
Sorry,
didn't need to be. I think
sorry.
We should have Dave back on.
I thought that you know, we were going to have him back on. You know, whenever it showed his car actually rolling, but I think we've covered everything.
Pretty much covered it.
Yeah. Well, I want people to know what this next episode is. I don't want them to be like, oh, he crashed the car. When did he do that? No. Watch it. You get to watch it. Mm-hmm. Be prepared. Dave's here to let us know that next week he crashes the car on the show. So you're going to get to see history. Goliath. Oof, it was such a bad crash. Such a bad crash. Mm-hmm. We're glad you're here, Dave. You're lucky to be alive.
Things happen for a reason.
People
is what they say.
People think we don't like Dave, but we do. We do like Dave.
Things happen for a reason is what people say, and I believe that your new car is way better.
It is.
So
it's a nice car. It is a nice car.
A few quick questions before we get out of here, and then we've got our top 10 questions that we're going to ask you. some of the questions here. This guy says Chuck is a bitch.
That
Chucky's not a bitch. Chuck's a good person.
Chuck's not a bitch.
Chuck's a good guy.
Daddy Dave's knocking out the competitors.
Peters? Computers?
The guy had a problem spelling.
That's
all problem.
Right. That's all right.
You guys are more than a man than me for saying the dumb shit they make you say on the show. Yeah, no shit. Jesus Christ. Murder Nova, go back to the top. They don't really have a lot
How's
of questions for Dave here.
That's great. Good.
Big Chief's my favorite personality.
Oh, I love him too.
I know you do, Dave.
Yeah.
Is Chief rebuilding the crow? Ooh. How the fuck am I going to do that?
Did we just cover that?
Yeah.
Or is that question old?
It's from earlier.
Well, this isn't live, so.
Oh. No, it's not, even though we think it's
live. Even though we kind of think it's live.
Oh,
yeah. Are you going to be at PRI? Yes.
Yes, we will be at PRI.
Are you going to be there, Dave?
That's the unveiling of the new car.
The new Goliath is going to be at PRI.
QA1.
QA1.
So QA1.
Nice.
So the new Goliath 2.0, is going to be at PRI in Indianapolis first of next month. All right. Well, there's not many questions online for Dave this time. So, all right, here we go. This is the top 10 questions from Chief and Sean. We are going to use these every time we have a guest. Because of the top 10 list on the show, we have our own top 10 list here in the studio/meth barn. And
these are questions that we came up with.
These are questions we want to know.
We want to know these answers.
We want to know these answers. And the people, the tens of people that listen want to know, Dave.
Just,
here we go.
Hey,
why do we got
to
start with me?
Top of your head, man. Just a
this
one.
Is shootout
one?
Question. Top 10 shootout. Ready? You
why
fire the answer.
Starting with me.
What? Hey.
You ready?
Fire the answer off.
Get it.
It's one word. There is no that's tough. There is no that's iffy. One word answers.
Multiple choice?
We're rocking through from 10. Ready?
Shoot.
Number 10, carburetor injected.
Injected.
Ooh. Number 9, farm truck or Asian?
Asian. He's got a tight butt. He works out. Go ahead. Farm truck's old.
Number 8, big tire or small tire?
Big tire.
Yo.
Damn.
Number 7, drag week or radio versus the world?
Radio versus the world.
Ooh, I like it. Fuck you, Larson. I mean,
that's what? Weird because what? He just said that he liked big tire. Okay.
Yeah.
Going on. Sorry. On sorry. Nope. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
One word. Don't interrupt.
Okay. Yeah. It's one answer, Sean.
That's my answer.
Fiberglass or carbon fiber?
Carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber is fucking awesome. Nitrous or turbo?
Nitrous.
Oh.
He knew that shit was coming.
Yeah, but look at him. Look at him. Yeah. Look at yeah. me.
He didn't want to say it. He just didn't. Nitrous. You know,
he didn't
want to
say nitrous. That bitch would be turbo.
Yeah.
Number four.
My derm
shaved matches. Or hairy?
Shaved. Shaved.
Okay. All right. All right.
I love you, Cassie.
Number three, small block or big block?
Big block.
Number two, Dock or Monza?
Manza.
Manza.
Yeah.
Number one, the number one question on the top 10 list from the Chief and Sean show, street or track?
Street.
Boom, baby. That's all for us. We're out of here. Fucking see you next week. Tune into the show. See if you can see any more previews of what? Dave crashing his car or Chuck knocking that guy's teeth out.
What show?
The Chief and Sean show.
What show on the Discovery Channel?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's MTV.
The one where Dave made fucking $1 million or whatever.
Yeah.
1.1?
Obviously. He's
1.1?
A rich man now.
I wish.
All right. We've got to get him out of here before it gets dark anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it gets scary around here at dark.
I don't have a rape whistle.
He's trying to leave
he's
already.
He's trying to leave. Look at him. Get out of here, Dave. We love you, buddy.
Thanks for coming, Dave.
You're still here. We're glad the car didn't take you out.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Kind of
contrary
handy.
To popular belief, we do like you.
Lies.
We do.
They're all lies. That's one of the things that didn't need to be said, Sean.
Oh. You don't want me to tell you that I like you? It's messed up, man.
I told you all about the truth.
We're out.
Start the music. See you later. Bye.